good to be well, good to have a place to go to church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And good to be among friends. We we had everybody have a good week. You at least, you're here now, so you must have a good week.
We have a drive.
So, and to announce to y'all before we, and I'll announce it this afternoon, but we need to meet Louise, Bob, me, some of the sisters that are going to help next Saturday, and the brothers that are going to help next Saturday needs to meet here after second service, all right, so we can get our food lined up. Looks like we're going to have a few people come. We need to get our game plan together. We're going to have spaghetti and meatballs, which is going to be real simple, a side salad and a roll, and then some of the sisters are going to fix some cakes, and let's don't lay it all on one sister to make all the cakes, so let's all pitch in and kind of do like we did if y'all were here when Burley's camp, when we cooked for it. Just kind of all pitch in.
Oh,
well,
the hamburgers and hot dogs are
coming. Too much hamburger, hot dog, buns, onions, ketchup, mustard, pickles, spaghetti, meatballs. We're going to throw the salad out there in a bowl and give them a couple of dressings and a roll and moving right along. So, and I think that everybody likes that. There's some kids don't like hamburger and hot dogs. I know I know Bella, she had a revival Wednesday night when I told her we were having spaghetti instead of...
Yeah!
So anyway, y'all not feed her spaghetti much? She makes it herself. That's why she likes spaghetti.
Sign her up.
Yeah, sign her up. She needs to... No, she'll be part of the youth. She can't do that. Okay. But let's keep everybody in the prayers for the week coming up, for the people that are traveling to come, and that we'll have a safe and wonderful time in the Lord. Andrew Glover's coming in on Friday. He'll be staying with me, him and his sweetheart, and then we will have regular service on Sunday, but the youth will be conducting the Sunday afternoon service just like always. So.
That's the little guy that...
He ain't little. They ain't no little part of that boy.
Well, I mean, he's the guy that used to be up to Bill.
Yonses and Bill had to drive around because he was 15 years old, started preaching.
Yeah.
Tall, black brother.
Know, but
he's rather skinny now. He got married and his wife has trimmed him down, I guess. But yeah, it's the same. He's a good brother.
I thought that was true.
Good brother Andrew.
Hey, girl. I heard you.
All right, so now we've been talking about the church ages. Now we done took a rapture.
Yes.
So let's go through this one more time. And after this, after what? After this, after the church ages, after this, which was chapter 1, 2, and 3 of Revelation. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking to me. So we know it was the Lord speaking to John, typing the bride, saying, come up hither, all right, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now remember, the bride goes up in chapter 4, 1. This is when the bride leaves the earth because the church ages are over. Everybody got that? Now, excuse me, we're going to look at these are heavenly scenes that we're going to look at for her here for a minute, because you can't take Revelation 5 and say it happened after the rapture. You got to have a revelation about this, folks. I mean, you can't just, it's not chronologically in order. Everybody got that? It's not, we know chapter 1, 2, and 3, but now remember chapter 1 takes you back to the beginning of the church ages, through the church ages, and they are in order. Chapter 4 is in order as we go, the bride of Jesus Christ, the born-again believers, go up in chapter 4. Actually, 4:1. John typing the bride, so we're following John as you would follow the voice of God, because he heard that voice, Right. Now, I believe it was that same voice that spoke to John and said, turn around in Revelation 1, that talked to John while Jesus was here on earth. So he understood the voice. That's why I believe John was commissioned to do all this, because John was young and he was with him the whole time. All right? And he was able to understand that this voice he had heard before.
Yes.
You and I, same way, need to hear that same voice say, come up hither. Now, come up hither has two meanings. Come up hither is an actual rapture. But if you don't come up hither in Revelation and show thee things which must be hereafter.
Yeah.
Right. Same way with us. We have a, like Brother Ernie calls it, an updated Revelation.
Right.
We don't have to read the newspaper. We know what's going to happen. We've already been, by the prophet of God, navigating us through all that. We have been put in a place to where, like Brother Dale said last Sunday, and Brother Bob and Brother Luis have been preaching about, we don't have to worry about what's going on in the world.
Right.
Right? It should not affect us spiritually.
Right.
Now, physically it will. We know that because we live in Laodicea. We live in the pressure of Laodicea. But it should not bother us or make us nervous. If you're nervous, then you need to check your spirituality.
Right.
If you're nervous about what's going on, okay? But we still need to be diligent. We still need to be humans. Use our human brain, right? And I believe we have. I believe Brother Dale has took action. I was thinking about it this morning because there are several churches in the message that COVID has got into,
right,
just for a second. And a couple of big name preachers have got it and they're in the hospital. But that's not saying one thing about them. I'm just telling you, Brother Dale, the first thing he done was he grabbed those prayer cloths and he went and applied them over every door. Every door in this church has got a prayer cloth over it specifically to keep that COVID out of this church.
Amen.
Now, I'm just going to believe that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to be dumb enough. I've seen prayer cloths be put everywhere and supernatural things happen. So God knows our heart. We want to worship God. Brother Dale wants to keep this church going, but he doesn't want to make you a target for this thing that's coming this around in the world. But because the reason I'm saying this is because I was thinking the other day, I'm doing the series on the we start with the Passover. But I thought the other day, and it's a little bit comical, but it's not. It's what God will do, because He told the children of Israel. He said, God said, I'm going to lay these plagues on Israel, on Egypt, but they're not going to affect you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
When it was so dark you couldn't see, I was thinking the other day, and just a little, that's the way I think, here comes Ira the Israelian into work, into the brick house. He's getting ready to make bricks, and then here comes Earl the Egyptian in, and he looks like he ain't slept in 3 or 4 days. He's got boils all over his face. He's itching everywhere. And this, Ira's ready to go to work. He's the from children of Israel, and he ain't had no frogs in his bed. He ain't had no locusts in his hair. He ain't had no fleas in his bed. But this other guy has. So all, because remember, the Israelis Israel would go to work. They were slaves. Well, here the taskmasters are standing there like this, And everybody in there was going, wow, let's go to work.
Right.
But see, that's how God protects the people, if you'll just take Him at His word.
Right.
Take Him at His word and walk straight on. They knew they were the children of Israel, and they knew God would protect them. If you get a revelation like that, you ain't got to worry about Egypt.
Yes.
Right. Because Israel never worried about Egypt. Egypt was always trying to hold on to the Israeli. They were trying to hold on to that group of people to make them work. But as we're going to talk about this afternoon, finally the Passover came, death came in the camp, and Pharaoh finally said, leave.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this. All right. So you know what? The devil one day will do the same thing. He'll try his best. But you remember, though, as I've been reading also in Chronicles and in Kings, some of the kings worshiped God and God blessed them. Some of the kings didn't worship God and God brought plagues on them. So you have to be careful and say, well, I'm a Christian, nothing can happen to me. No, don't be silly.
Don't tempt God.
No, don't tempt God. But there's a place we have to go, though, to where we say we're the children of Israel, and that we can live in Goshen, and that that God can protect us from what's coming. This is just a pimple of what's coming. This is not even, this ain't even close to what's coming when we get out of here. So anyway, so we're fixing to leave. Now we're leaving here as the bride, but we have to come back. Watch what I'm saying. Revelation 4 is a scene in heaven, not on earth, because we've come up. We're going to be, like I said before, we're going to be for 3.5 years. But see, now watch. I took my pen upstairs to the
summit here.
I know. I was hoping there was one right there. Excuse me very much. We weren't working at the bomb plant today. That would have been our last day. Some of y'all didn't get that. There was an old man I used to work with at the chicken plant, and every time I dropped something, he said, "Glad we're not working at the bomb plant. Today would be our last day." So this is a 3.5 years that you and I are going to be away from the earth. Everybody got that?
Right.
But from 4:1 to Revelation 19 is not 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Everybody got that?
That's right.
So you got dual meaning. It's not exactly when we leave. Yeah, we're going to come back in Revelation 19. We're going to come back. But remember, how many years are left after the rapture? According to Daniel, 70 weeks. 7 years, not 3.5. So this is going to take place in a 7-year period. Okay, everybody got that?
Yeah.
Now, Revelation 4, though, is a scene in heaven. Revelation 5 is a scene in heaven. But remember, Brother Branham emphatically tells us in Revelation chapter 6 that the seals are broke on earth, not in heaven. So 4 and 5, we're going to talk about a heavenly scene. Okay? Revelation 6, we've got to come back to earth, and he's going to literally break those seals on earth. He breaks them to us spiritually. Breaks them to the world naturally.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Right. Then, you got Revelation 7, 8, 9, 10 even, 11, 12, 13. You've got the United States involved in the image to the beast. We won't be here. 14, 15, we'll keep reading a little bit later. 16, 17, 18, 19 is when we come back. All right, so as a timeline and as that you and I are going to be here, we will not. Now listen, I've told you 100 times, this is the 101st time. If you don't ever get a revelation of anything, get a revelation of one thing. You don't have to go through the tribulation period. If you're born again, you are got a free trip up here, and then you got people in the message, and I enjoy what people say, but then they go, "Well, what are we going to do for them 7 years? If you say it's 3.5, we only going to have..." There's nowhere in the Bible that it says the marriage suffers 3.5 years. Show it to me.
Right.
Nowhere. Nowhere in the Bible does it say we're going to be in heaven at a wedding supper. It just says the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, Brother Branham brings it in as 3.5 years when God's dealing with the Jews. We're off at a marriage supper. Everybody got that?
Right.
But we know, according to the Bible, that there has to be 7 earthly years left after we leave, after the church leaves, to fulfill Daniel 70 weeks. Because Daniel 70 weeks will be fulfilled when we ride back in the millennium after they built the temple. That's how important it is to see Daniel 70 weeks, and that there's not just 3.5 years left after the rapture. But I just told somebody one time before, I said, I really... this is me, I get in trouble. I don't care what's going to happen. I don't care what we're going to eat.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Just get there.
Right.
And then it'll all be made known to us. And you know what? We're in eternity anyway. This time element's going to be back down here on this earth. Because we have already, look, from right here, we have took a body change. We have entered into the 8th day in body. We don't have... Listen, time was no longer inside of you when you got born again. But we're still in time, obviously. We had to get up this morning. Slowly. right? But one day, though, Abraham woke up, and he didn't have to crawl out of bed. He jumped up out of bed because he was changed back to a 20-year-old young man. So we take a change right here. See, that's why I love the Bible. This one, Revelation 4:1, tells you there was a group of people that had a revelation of a resurrection. There was a resurrection of the dead saints that were born again all down through the church ages. Right here in this one scripture, we took a body change and we took a rapture with them.
Yeah.
So there's nobody on the earth at this point. There's no one on the earth except two witnesses, 144,000, and all the other, whatever you want to call them. Foolish virgin, people will never get eternal life. The beast.
Canon Father.
The Catholic Church. Yeah, Canon Father. The Catholic Church will still be here, but we will not. So let's don't worry about how long the time we got, but we must place it to be able to see the book of Revelation.
Right.
You can't see the book of Revelation without seeing Daniel 70 weeks. You cannot. You can't place it. There is nowhere you can place it anywhere in Scripture unless you understand 70 weeks of Daniel. Because when we leave right here, when that period, when it says come up hither, and I will show you things, period. The rest of the evidence to the Jews. That's why Brother Brown was so emphatic. The rest of it, now 4 and 5 is heavenly scene, but 6:1 is the plagues being poured out and all the vials and all, it's on people on earth. And the 144,000 is called out. You and I are not going to be here. But we have to have every scripture revealed to us spiritually. Because we are spiritual Jews, just like today. There's a natural Jew that's going to naturally think it's going to happen, but you and I are Jews in spiritual aspect because we can go back to the Old Testament and we can relive the Passover, not as killing of a baby sheep.
Yes.
We know that it's a symbol and type that the Lamb of God came. God came on earth and He gave His life. On the Passover day, the very day, they killed the lamb. They were killing two lambs at one time. They were killing Jesus, the perfect lamb, and they were killing a regular lamb because it was Passover. Right. He died on exactly the day that they killed the Passover lamb. And then we know what happened after that, but we're just going to stick on Passover for right now. So upstairs with me. So now immediately I was in the spirit, so watch. He wasn't in the natural. So in other words, he was standing on earth, but God took him up to a place to show him things that must be hereafter. I'm telling you this because you and your human brain are going to come back to earth with a bunch of this stuff, of this scripture. Don't do that. It's a heavenly scene. Because, number one, a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. Now there's the revelation of one God. He that sat on looked like jasper and sardine stone. There was a rainbow about the throne. Now, like Brother Brown said, if you're reading a church age book, we only see a half rainbow. And he quotes the song, "The half has yet been told." So we get a half. But when we get to heaven, it's a full rainbow. So it's a full revelation. And I believe that's what we're getting right now. We got to have a full revelation here to take it to that place.
Right.
Okay? We can't have a half revelation. We got to have a full revelation. Because remember, the full word's been made known in the end time. That's what's going to change our body. See, John couldn't take a change. God didn't take him up in flesh. I don't believe. Because he said it was immediately I was in the spirit. So God took him, maybe like he did Brother Branham in a vision, or took him over into another dimension and let him watch the scene of what was going to happen. And you say, well, that's impossible. How do you think Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible when he wasn't there? Basically, almost the first two. He was not there in the book of Genesis. The whole Genesis was written from Moses watching television.
Right.
Yeah. It was a vision.
Yeah.
Right. I believe when he was discerning those people, you watch him, he in that film, he's never looking them eyeball to eyeball. He's looking off to the side. He's watching a screen pop up. And God shows him these people in their blue suit that comes to 245, he actually sees the guy doing this, and it's 245 Mulberry Street. So he's seeing a vision. He's seeing, but you remember a lot of things were the past. We can deal with that. But a lot of it was in the future. So we know it had to be God. God only knows the future. Yes. We don't.
Right.
So God was giving him a projection or a revelation. What he's saying, Brother Wade, we got to have that same thing. Maybe not a television screen opened up, but we had a prophet come, a porter, a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper, and he opened the door, and he not only went in and come out and told us what was going on, we get to go in too.
Yes.
Okay? If not, then when Brother Brown left, we're done. We're waiting on another porter to stand in there. No. Open in heaven. Brother Brown gave us the most updated heavenly revelation of anybody on earth except Jesus, and they hardly understood him. They called him a devil. Yeah. They called him all kind of different things. But that's what's special about our day. God sent us a prophet that he could go up in the spirit and see these things as the eagle. He could see these things and come back and tell us about it.
That's it.
I like what Brother Claude Weisinger says. You know, Brother Brown tells you many, many times, he said, I just can't keep a secret. Thank God he can't keep a secret. That's why God put Brother Brown on the earth and give him the revelation. So he wouldn't keep it a secret. He'd tell it to us. Alright? Just like typing Abraham, because why did God go to Abraham? Somebody read it the other night. Because he knew that Abraham would tell his generation, that would tell the next generation. Because remember, they didn't have cell phones and iPads, and they literally had to speak to the next generation, and they would write it down or would tell the story, and they had to be highly accurate, because how many times have you and I heard a story that came third person, fourth person, and there was a little part left out?
Right.
Our attitude.
That's correct. So you can't add to the Word of God and take away from the Word of God. Thank you. Right? So they had to be... So that's why Moses, I believe God just didn't speak to Moses. I believe he showed him what happened in the garden. Yeah. He showed him what happened in Abraham's life. He showed Moses his own death. Yeah. Because Moses wrote of dying, his own death. Because he wrote the first five books of the Bible. So to me... You ought to be so humble that we can sit here and talk about this. Not just me standing up here, but all of us can see, not see, but understand when somebody says something. I was in the spirit. You go, well, I wonder what kind of spirit he was in. Was he over? No, we know exactly what happened. God took him up in revelation and showed him things to come. All right? Yeah. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat up looked like Jasper. We're never going to get finished with the book of Revelation. And there was a rainbow about the throne, and in sight like unto an emerald. Now, Brother Brown called that emerald light. Remember? Yeah. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon these seats I saw 24 elders. Now, what are the 24 elders? We covered this last week. We'll cover it again. 12 patriarchs in the Old Testament. Everybody got that? And 12 apostles in the New Testament. So John had to see himself sitting there.
Right.
But remember, it's in a vision. Okay? That's all right. It's okay to see yourself in a vision. Brother Brown saw himself in a vision. Yeah. All right? So around about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. In other words, they all had the Holy Ghost. You said, them in the Old Testament? Yeah, they're given the Holy Ghost. About this time they got it, or they ain't here. Mm-hmm. How are you gonna get them where they're at without imparting the Holy Ghost to them? Everybody got that? Everybody okay with that? Okay. So you have to be careful. Because your mind will go back and say, well, they didn't get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not down here they did. You notice I didn't say new birth either.
Right.
I said the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because even John the Baptist got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but he didn't get the new birth. Go back and study it. Send the message. No one until Jesus died could have an indwelling of the new birth.
Right.
No one. Not even Adam. Adam was imparted. Right? Adam was imparted eternal life. He didn't receive the new birth. No one in the Old Testament. You can't give somebody the new birth when you got bulls and goats and all these animals you got to sacrifice. All it done was covered sin until Christ come, the Passover, we're going to talk about today, the Passover lamb. So these, you say, oh, the great Abraham? Yeah, watch what Brother Brown said. Brother Brown, many, many times, he said, see what these people did without the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
In the Old Testament, that's what should make us ashamed, is because we got it inside of us. They had an indwelling on their spirit realm, not their soul, on their spirit realm, to anoint them to do. David, but look at them all, though. They all had a flaw somewhere that you and I wouldn't have that flaw. David wouldn't have had the flaw of watching Bathsheba take a bath, because Brother Brown said that the Holy Ghost would make you turn away from a naked woman. See, but he didn't have that indwelling, and that desire was still there, so he took Bathsheba. So that proved he didn't have the new birth. The new birth changes all that. Okay? Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Only until the 120 in the upper room was there an indwelling of the Holy Ghost, except for Adam, who was imparted eternal life as a full-grown man, not as a baby. Remember, he didn't grow as a baby. He came here as a full-grown man. All right. So I want to make that point. But now here they're sitting with the Holy Ghost, but they're not bright. Now the 12 apostles are. But the 12 apostles type the bride, the 12 patriarchs type the Old Testament saints. Everybody got that? So you got 12 and 12.
Amen.
And they're sitting here. Now remember, this is a scene in heaven. Because literally they are somewhere. Right now. Literally they're all somewhere. But they're not sitting together yet. Okay? Now, Brother Brown didn't see him in the sixth dimension either. He saw his people.
That's right.
So we got dimensions inside of dimensions, okay? And round about the throne were 24 seats, 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. They had come to a position, they had come to a place, and we need to go. We need to go. And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunder, and voices of seven lamps. We'll get to that right there like we did last week. We'll try to get to that number six. Let's go. Sorry. Can we try to get out of here about 10 left, 10 minutes?